I just be talking about whatever. Hey, welcome to Podcasting About Whatever. I'm your host, Shannon Kareem. I just want to thank you for joining me on this journey of thought-provoking randomness and conversation. I hope you enjoy. Hello, 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 beautiful people. How are you all doing? I pray that you all are well and in good health and all that good stuff. I'm so glad, so thankful, so appreciative of you for tuning in to another episode of the podcast. So if you haven't seen already, the title of this show, the title is Be Your Own, Fill in the Blanks. And I'm going to kind of give you a background as to what sent me on this rabbit hole of thought about how important it is to be your own fill in the blank. Now, let me put this out there first before I really get into like the meat of this episode. So I understand that the people that listen to this podcast ranges from the safe, sanctified, churchy to the individual who probably can't even remember the last time they even stepped foot into a church. And there is no judgment here. Let me put that out there. I am not judging anybody. I love all y'all. Like, seriously, from my heart. If you know me, I love all y'all. But I want to put this disclaimer out there. It's specifically for the saved, sanctified, you know, churchy people, that I'm not trying to promote any type of like self-idolization or self-worship when I say be your own fill in the blank. I'm saying that with the knowledge that that God is in control. Okay, I want to make sure that that's clear. But I'm trying to say this, what I'm trying to say in this episode is flows into the vein of, you know how in 1 Samuel 30, how it said how David had to encourage himself, and it was because he was in a lot of distress because the people wanted to stone him. It's a whole thing. For those of you who haven't read it, read 1 Samuel 30 and you'll understand. But in that piece of scripture, I think it's like 1 Samuel 30:6, how it talks about how David had to encourage himself. He had to kind of build himself up. That's the vein that I'm flowing in. So I just felt like it was important for me to point that out because I don't want anyone to think that I'm trying to get on this, like, you know, self, y'all understand what I'm trying to say, right? So self-righteousness, self-idolization, self-worship type thing. I'm not on that when I say to be your own whatever. Okay. All right. So now that's out the way. So let me tell you like what started me on this whole rabbit hole of thought as far as like how important it is for you to just kind of be your own ... So first of all, I saw this meme. And it said, most people won't support you until it's popular to support you. Okay, I'm going to read that one more time. Most people won't support you until it's popular to support you. Okay, let that, shake that up, stir that up in your spirit for a minute. Then there was another one where it said to the dreamers, just because they, air quote, they, can't see you there, see you at your destination, doesn't mean you won't get there. Keep going and become the evidence. They'll adjust. Okay, one more time. Just because they can't see you there doesn't mean you won't get there. Just keep going, become the evidence, and they'll adjust. All right. Now, I totally understand the meaning behind when memes like this, like, you know, the memes that say, you know, that are so other people based as far as your success or, you know, what other people have done to you or the buildup of who you are. I totally understand the meaning behind memes like that. But on the flip side of that, I want us to kind of look at it in a way of like, so for instance, the first one, most people won't support you until they see that it's popular to support you. Meaning that a lot of times, you know, you might set forth in your vision or your purpose, and maybe you may not have those people standing in the stands applauding you, saying, yay, go, motivating you and this, that, and the other, until like other people start coming to support you. And then some other people might catch on and be like, hey, what are they doing over there? Oh, they're applauding him or her. Yeah, let's jump on this bandwagon. And sometimes that's kind of like a, and I know when you see me, when we see memes like that online, it's kind of like a, yeah, I know you, you know, you just waiting for everybody else to support me, and then you just gonna jump on the bandwagon type thing. But I always, when I see stuff like that, the first thing that I think in my mind is like, so what? You know, like maybe they will wait until everybody else supports me, or maybe they won't. But supporting me or not, I need to be my own support system. I need to be my own cheerleader, my own motivator. Whether I have fans in the stand or not, if I look up in the stand and I picture people up there clapping for me and motivating me and cheering me on, the main person that I need to see up there other than God is myself. I need to see myself cheering myself on, motivating myself, you know, supporting myself. Because I always live off of this quote that I saw, and it says that if you live by the approval of others, then you'll die by their criticism. Meaning that if other people's words or, you know, support or whatever, if that's what fuels you, when they draw back their support, then that's what's going to kill you. And I have a problem with putting that much power in other people's hands. You know what I'm saying? I hope that makes sense. Like, at some point, I have to think enough about myself or think enough of myself to know that, you know, I'm pretty dope, whether other people recognize it or not. And like I said, I totally understand those memes that say, well, you know, if, you know, other people, like, they'll recognize your greatness and, you know, they'll see you for who you really are. You'll show them type things. I totally understand where the energy for those type of memes are coming from. But I would just submit to us to not let that be our motivation. Like, every day when I wake up, my main goals is to give God the glory and to make myself proud of myself in any and everything that I do. And that's anything, you know, whether how I look when I walk out the house, how I treat other people, how I treat myself, how I spend my money, how I budget, how I clean my house, anything. My thing is give God the glory and make myself proud of myself. Now, everybody else that might notice that and be like, man, good job, Shannon, or whatever, they're just kind of like the add-on to the already goodness. But they're not the most important to what's going to make the goodness. I hope that makes sense. And I just think that's really important to be like that. Just because I just feel like other people don't deserve that power of making us feel like we're worthy. You know what I mean? That's something that we should feel, we should know within ourselves. We're all put here for a reason, for a purpose. Whether you know it or not, whether you feel it or not, whether you believe it or not, it is what it is. You were placed here on earth for a reason, for a purpose. And it doesn't have to be like an extravagant change the world or, yeah, extravagant neon lights type of purpose or reason. You know, it could just be within your family or within, you know, your circle of friends, or just, you know, within yourself or whatever. But knowing that should give you motivation enough to that you don't need other people to motivate you to live out your purpose or to fulfill your purpose or to go forth in your visions. And don't get me wrong, I know that hearing other people say, yeah, good job, and motivating you and stuff, like, it's important. Look, my main love language is words of affirmation. Like, you can gift me $1 billion, and don't get me wrong, I would love it. But to hear somebody say, man, Shannon, I'm proud of you. You're doing a good job. Keep going, girl. Yeah, like, that fuels me so much. It does. But I have had to grow to the point where I've had to balance that out, that I have to know that I'm worthy and that I'm dope, even if I don't hear that, you know, even if I don't get the pat on the back, even if I don't get validated by other people, I have to know that I'm dope regardless, you know, because at the end of the day, what if, like, you do all this stuff to, like, show other people, or you're expecting people to support you when everybody else is supporting you, or you expect for, you know, other people to when they see your vision and your dreams come to fruition, then they're like, oh, you know, you're expecting all that. But then what if it never happens? Now what? Does that invalidate your vision? Does that invalidate what you were working hard for? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Everybody else's approval is just sprinkles on top of an already great cake of you, you know. So be your own cheerleader, be your own motivator, be your own, you know, pusher, be your own, be that for yourself. And then even on the flip side of that, be your own critic, be your own, I wanted to say judge, but I guess that'll work. Be your own judge. And what I mean by that, like, you know, don't necessarily always just drink your own Kool-Aid. Like, we're all flawed. Nobody here on earth is perfect, but be real enough with yourself to be able to call yourself out on your crap. You know, if you know that, you know, like, you need to step up in certain areas in your life, or you need to readjust your attitude, or love a little more, forgive a little more, be humble a little more, show a little bit more grace, show a little bit more mercy, or whatever it is that you need to do. Like, be your own that, you know, be your own checker. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I don't even know what to call that. But yeah, be your own, like, checker, like, girl or guy, like, we was tripping yesterday, or we was tripping when we did X, Y, and Z. You know, be that for yourself. But just, I guess the point of everything is just that I know, especially, like, in the social media age, and where, you know, a lot of what we do is so other people approval heavy. You know, like, we post things for likes, and we, you know, we do things for comments and stuff like that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but just make sure that there's a balance that you're not, that's not your lifeline, that you're not necessarily looking for that to validate your worth. Be your own cheerleader, your own motivator. Love yourself. Tell yourself that you're dope. Check yourself when you're wrong. You know what I'm saying? Keep it real with yourself. Don't drink your own Kool-Aid that's not properly, dang it, man. I'm getting old. The word is, like, on the tip of my tongue. Prepared. There we go. Hang. Oh, snap. That felt so good. Have you ever forgot something and then you remember it? It's just, oh, it's such a soothing feeling. Oh, Jesus, that felt so good. But anyway, don't drink, you know, your own Kool-Aid that isn't properly prepared. Like, check the flavoring. And if something needs to be taken out or something needs to be put in, like, keep it real with yourself. Be your own taste tester. You feel me? I like that, girl. I like that. But, you know, Be that for yourself. You owe it to yourself to be the best you that you can be. And you owe it to yourself to really champion yourself, you know? And then, like, if other people join in, that's great. But if other people don't, that's all right. You already got plenty of people in the stand cheering you on because you got you and God. And then everybody else, they just added on, you know. But that's really all that I had. This episode is kind of short, but I really wanted to just motivate and I hope encourage some people to, like, really, you know, dig deep and be what you need to be, you know, for yourself. And again, let me just put this disclaimer out there. I am not trying to say, like, idolize yourself or worship yourself or anything like that. In all things, there should be balance and there should be proper perspective. And I hope I don't have to get so deep to where that's the only way that that could be understood. I really hope that people understand that I'm not trying to promote something that's against, you know, who God is and his place in our life. All I'm just trying to do is really encourage all of us to just know our worth and our value and live that. And I'm encouraging myself as I encourage all of you. So I hope that this episode was beneficial. And as always, thank you so much for listening. And please don't forget to follow me on IG at Podcasting About Whatever. And don't forget that you can also email me. And I appreciate everyone who's reached out, who's emailed me, who's commented, who's followed, who's liked. I mean, I really appreciate you all. You have no idea. And, you know, to do something that I really like doing that's fun, and then also to kind of have other people like it. Like I said, you know, y'all up there in the stands with me, cheering me on. And I appreciate it. But, you know, also be that for yourself too, okay? Alrighty. Well, until next time, take care, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to Podcasting About Whatever. I pray you enjoyed yourself and maybe even got something out of our conversation. I look forward to hearing from you, so hit me up. You can email me at podcastingaboutwhatever@gmail.com. It's the same as the title. And remember, whatever is spelled WHATEVA. So that's podcastingaboutwhatever@gmail.com. I may even take some time to read some of your emails on air. I'll keep it anonymous if you want me to. So until next time, take care or whatever.